Well, folks, lots of news going on Capitol Hill, to say the least, and certainly here in the state of Missouri as well. We're going to visit a few minutes today with Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. She represents our 4th Congressional District in Missouri. She was reelected by the voters back in November to her next term. Her district includes Columbia. It includes Warrensburg. It includes Sedalia, Whiteman Air Base, Fort Leonard Wood. It also includes Moberly as well. I'm Brian Houseworth, the Congresswoman, kind enough to give us a few minutes to talk about what's going on. Congresswoman, appreciate your time. Let's start with NDAA. That's a huge issue. You're on armed services. What is the importance of that to your district in terms of Fort Leonard Wood and Whiteman?
Well, it is one of the most important things we do in Congress, and it's to provide for the common defense. It authorizes all of the spending for our men and women in uniform and what we need to keep our nation safe. This will be the 60th year in a row that we have passed this bipartisan piece of legislation, if and when the president signs it, and I'm hopeful that he does. There are several things in here for Missouri that I've worked tirelessly on. We're very glad to have some military construction funds for Fort Leonard Wood for the new hospital that they're building there. You may know that Missouri, Fort Leonard Wood had the oldest hospital in the Army system, and it was long overdue for upgrading, so we're very excited about that. We've got continued funding for the development of the B-21 program, which is the new bomber that's going to replace the B-2 stealth bomber in a few years. It's an amazing capability, and we're glad to see that on track. But in the meantime, we were able to secure money to keep the B-2 modernized for the next 10 years or so until the B-21 comes on board, and then we'll welcome the B-21 there at Whiteman. We also secured money for more aircraft, the F-15 as well as the F-18. They are made in Missouri. But most importantly, they're very, very important for our capabilities. Some of the older aircraft that we have are just worn out, frankly, and it's important that we modernize and that we have the equipment that's going to be safe for our airmen and be able to do their jobs should they be called upon. We stopped the retirement of the A-10 attack aircraft. That provides your close air support. We have a unit at Whiteman that flies that. They just got back from being deployed over in the Middle East. They're doing great things, and there's no other aircraft like it. So in Congress, we felt like it's important that we maintain that aircraft. I got some more money in there to replace the T-38 ejection seats, which are used as a trainer aircraft at Whiteman because they're old and they've got problems. We want to make sure that our airmen are safe if something happens. There's $696 million for our Army ammunition plants. You probably know that Lake City Ammunition Plant there just outside of Blue Springs, Missouri, is the Army's only small caliber ammunition plant. It produces all of the bullets, the small caliber range, and it's very, very important that we keep them going and modernized. But I also have additional provisions in the NDAA to take on and to continue to go after China. My provision in there prohibits the federal government from buying printed circuit boards from China. These microelectronics are in everything, and we don't want our number one adversary, as listed, our national defense strategy, to continue to provide that circuitry that is in our most critical weapon systems. And I also got another amendment requiring the Department of Defense bring back our production of our pharmaceuticals and our medical supplies from China. We have seen during this coronavirus pandemic the vulnerability we have as a nation by relying on China for these critical supplies, and certainly we don't want our military to be receiving their antibiotics, their medicine, their vaccines made in China. So those are some of the provisions, as well as an ongoing study looking at a provision I passed last year that prevents our federal government from purchasing video surveillance and communications equipment from China. There's just a lot of vulnerabilities that we have with China. I'm focused on making sure that those gaps are addressed and we do not leave ourselves so vulnerable to China in the future.
I want to go back to the hospital at Fort Leonard Wood. That is a huge issue. Is that project started, or are they still using the old hospital? And what do you know the funding level for the new hospital for that? Because that's huge.
Oh, it is. We're so excited about it. I was there for the groundbreaking. It is under construction now. I was there a month or so ago, and they've got a lot of the dirt moved. It will take several years to actually finalize the construction, so they are still utilizing the older hospital. But it's going to be state-of-the-art, and it is going to provide the first-class medical treatment for both our soldiers and their families in that area. So I'm very excited about it. We got $40 million in it this year. For this phase, we had, I believe, million last year to begin the process. So I don't have the final figures in front of me of the total cost will be, but we're pleased that we're at this stage and seems to be on time and on budget.
Two final questions. You mentioned NDAA, if and when it's signed. Are you hopeful and confident President Trump will sign this bill?
I sure am. It is so important. It's not perfect. There are provisions in it that I don't want specifically, but I think the good far outweighs any concerns. We can continue to work on other issues. But, you know, this is something that if it doesn't pass this year under the new Congress, everything has to start over again. And we just cannot afford that. We have to, it has a 3% pay increase for our military, as well as just the new equipment that they need, and lots of provisions to help our military families, housing. It has provisions in here that I worked on to address PTSD and the suicide problem, including having more use of the chaplains and faith-based programs that are so successful. So there's just a lot of good things in here. We need to get this across the finish line.
Final question, and that is the issue of the veterans' homes. And I realize it is a state issue because the veterans' homes are operated by the Missouri Veterans Commission, Congresswoman. But you are on Armed Services, and we've had about, I don't have the numbers right in front of me right now, but ballpark about 150 veterans have died in state veterans' homes from COVID since September 1st. The governor ordered an investigation in that, and that investigation found that the MVC headquarters simply was not prepared for the outbreak. You basically have told me you're looking into that. You plan to look into it. There's not much you can add at this time, though.
No, but this is of such a high priority. These veterans have served our nation, and we need to make sure that they maintain and receive the best care possible. And, you know, Missouri has such a great reputation of having one of the best veterans home systems in the United States. And so this breaks my heart that this has happened, and we need to get to the bottom of see what we can do to better protect them and make sure that they are continue to have the best health care possible.
Congresswoman Hartzler, is there anything you would like to add on any issue? Feel free.
Well, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. I know this has been a challenging year, but there's always hope, and Christmas reminds us of the source of that hope, and I hope everyone has a blessed Christmas.